Good morning, 7:50 here on the Mighty 690, and in studio now we have City Manager Mark Hall with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning.
Good morning. We got some of this wet stuff. I don't know what to do.
I don't know.
Should we close the schools? I mean, what do we do?
I walked out to look at my rain gauge for once.
What did you get in yours? Do you remember?
Well, there wasn't enough to float the bugs inside the rain gauge. So.
Well, we got 0.3 inch here at the radio station.
There we go.
That's what I'm going to go with.
We'll take it.
Good
deal. That sounds great.
Oh, we have a meeting tonight at 6:30.
Yes. And if you're needing assistance, if you go to the east side of City Hall and walk down to the customer service door, if you go through that door and turn to your left, there's an elevator. And up on the second floor is where the commission meeting is held. And we always welcome the public, and we learn. Your voice is important, and we know there's good and there's bad. But it is one of those, we can only get better if we hear your voice.
Sure. So what are some items sticking out to you on this agenda?
Well, we do the consent agenda to note that that's where we pay our bills, and then we also do in-house keeping. And there was a special meeting on September 26th, and that was for an MIH, which is a moderate income housing grant application. And then, of course, there's comments from citizens after that, and we welcome anyone to come and let us know how we can improve. Of course, the regular agenda items, there's not anything, any special presentations, and there's not any old business. But the new business, we have a resolution on the final quantities of... and I can't pronounce Struckle.
Struckle, yeah, that's what I would say.
Electric, yep. Inc. For the airport lighting project. And what this is, if the city in June of 2021 took over the airport operation.
Oh, okay.
We always own the airport, but the FBO,
yep,
managed it, and we took that over. He retired,
okay,
and left. So it is one of those. We've been doing improvements at the airport, and if you haven't been out there to see, Jared Powers is our airport services director, and we've done a lot of things, a lot of improvements to the airport.
Okay.
And it's looking real good.
Sure, like a pilot-operated landing lights, for maybe, or any...
Well, these are the runway landing lights,
uh-huh,
and it is one of those. We've done a lot of things. We're working on a self-serve fuel.
Oh, great. Okay.
For aircraft. So go out there and look. But that is for approval of paying for that project.
Great. Okay.
And then the next is, it's a resolution for the authorization to submit 4 grants to the Kansas Department of Transportation for the Coffeyville Municipal Airport. And that's for commission consideration. The 4 grants are for different things, for more improvements out at our airport. So a lot going on out at the airport. And then our next item is to approve funds for repairs to the South Hangar at the Coffeyville Airport. And that's for consideration. It is one of those. If you've been out there, there's been some hangars in disrepair. And so we're bringing some of those back, and that'll be future projects. But it seems tonight is mostly airport.
Well, good.
So that leaves us city manager's report and comments from commissioners and staff. But it's, I want to say, a night that we'll be discussing a lot about the airport.
Well, hopefully some of these improvements will bring some more general aviation to the area, because that's always good for economic development.
You bet. We just had some coaches land for the college football game.
Okay.
And we just had, last night, Army aircraft helicopters come into our airport. So they're getting out, and the word's out that we're putting our best foot forward at the airport.
Well, and absolutely, you know, self-serve fuel coming from a general aviation family, we always appreciate that.
Yes, I was going to say, we don't have a Division I airport. So it is one of those that it's general service,
mm-hmm.
and it is one of those that sometimes we get aircraft landing late at night.
Yes.
And this way they can fill up and go on, and we have where they can utilize our services for pilots.
Yeah, that's nice for some odd hours that's not always staffed.
You bet.
Real quick, we did, of course, get the rain. Any sort of update on the water situation? Of course, we're still under the water watch,
you
correct?
You bet. What surprisingly we've had is the reservoirs north of us. So when we get rain here, it really doesn't affect the river. Of course, south, but up north, and they've been getting a little more rain than we have. In fact, further south, they've been getting more rain. But the reservoirs are now, they're in a good condition. They're roughly in between, we'll say, 76 and 86% full. So that's not a threat. We're still in a watch. We ask everybody to conserve, but it is one of those, I think, because the projections is this drought will continue. Now it's probably about 80 more days, but it is one of those that conserve and do that so we don't have to do anything drastic. The governor declared a drought emergency, which is not related to water conservation. So if you hear the drought, that's a condition, especially in western Kansas. It goes with crop insurance, these kind of things, federal aid. But that is not about the water. That's just about the drought conditions and crops and lack of moisture. But ours, we're in the watch, like I said, and things are okay. We just got to keep doing what we're doing, and we've noticed a real reduction. Our quantities, our reserve, everything is okay. But keep on, turn the water off when you can.
Yes.
It is one of those that, you know, washing clothes and those kind of things and extra washing cars. Let's hold off on those and just keep conserving through this time, and things will get better.
Yeah, every little bit makes a difference.
You bet.
All right. Well, Mr. Markall, thank you so much for stopping by. Sounds like it's going to be a not too long of a meeting, but some important airport business.
You
so
bet.
It's always good. It always makes me happy to see that moving forward.
You bet. And I'll tell them that some aviation comes from your side.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I'm sure my folks will have a reason now to stop by and fly the 182 over.
You bet. Well, have a great day, and thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so much, sir. And we got 64 degrees right now in Coffeyville as we head up to a high today of around 80 degrees. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.